we move to the difficult part, which is for me the most difficult part and for the steering committee, of trying to present, at least in sketch, the larger discussion, deliberation that have happened since yesterday evening. After which the chairperson will make concluding remarks, and you have, before that, or after that, you will come up with your way forward. That after the conclusions, okay. After which the Jagadi Konkani Sangathan, which is organizing the seminar, will present their proposed plans of action. May I now invite Father John Fernandez to, we will do it together, so he will start off, then allow the young man to take over. So I'll do that. Father, please.
Good evening. If you are not tired of sitting, bear with us for some more minutes. Respected Chairman and friends, when we planned this seminar, we thought towards the end there should be a summing up of the seminar. Eric, Father Pratap Naik, and me, we sat once, months ago, in consultation with Valerian Rodriguez, and thought this seminar should lead to a sort of a statement at the end. But as the dynamics went, there was so much of rich input, and I find it difficult before the end of it to sum it up. Still, we thought I would just recall what has happened, and Anil would perhaps fill in the gaps, and Valerian will give the conclusions. And most of all, you will give some words, some input to that. With that, I hope that after this seminar, we would be able really to make a statement which includes all the input, the discussion, the conclusions, and at least a way forward. Towards the end, we all of us felt that the question came up, was this whole exercise worth it? In the sense, we have reached a point where certain things are looking very bleak. Has Konkani a future? Has this controversy a future? Is it worth it all? But still, I think our speakers and people from outside Konkani have given us at least some hopes, some lines to go about. Let me not lengthen this. And I thought the framework of summing up could be this. First would be the state of the question. Why did we have this seminar? Konkani is one of the Indian languages, spoken by about 20 lakhs people, spread out from Goa north to the Konkan region, south to coastal Karnataka up to Kerala. Regionally, they make use of different scripts. Up to for about 50-60 years ago, there were no attempts of coming together because perhaps we didn't have the occasions. When linguistic states were formed and later on identity question came up, this is a development not only in India, it is a world over, as our German friend Barbara opened it up to the whole world. The question of language and also other questions like religion and other things are coming up. Although in the context of a globalization, one world, we are supposed to be leveling down the differences, but actually differences are coming up on the other side. Globalization and also rise of identities are close to each other. So last several years the identity question has come up and Konkani movement has started. Konkani movement started to bring Konkanis together. One way of bringing them together is to have one state as a Konkani state. Goa had it. But more than the half of Konkanis live outside Goa. So for us in Karnataka was the question of also claiming our identity. To claim this identity we had different means. One is to join the others, the other one to see what is common between us and what is different between us. The common between us is the language, the difference between us is the script. Now in the beginning we thought that to have this language and script as one is an advantage. We tried to do it, but we ourselves have realized that language, to have the identity, to have the unity of the language, the multiplicity of the scripts has to be recognized. But then on the other hand, we see on the other side there are people who still hold on to this, and official recognition from Sahitya Academy and even to some extent from the government seems to be one language, one script. In this context, we wanted to go a little beyond the Konkani region and take the help of learned scholars, mostly from those who have done studies in linguistics, in the power politics behind linguistics, and in the sociological, politological field. So we came together and we said we will have an input of ideas of the connection between language, script and the society, how they work together. Accordingly, a seminar was arranged. And you know what happened? In the seminar we had, I need not go through the whole thing, the keynote address. Before that was the inaugural address, keynote address, and five papers and one supplementary paper on the international, on the global perspective. These papers have given us much to think about, and perhaps Anil could help us to put these ideas together. He can speak after that. From this I would like that we would summarize what are the arguments for one script for Konkani language. What are the arguments for one script for the Konkani language? There have been arguments, at least it was summarized by the chair, the historical arguments, the arguments coming from the language, arguments coming from the from scientific background and so on. But on the whole we saw what are the arguments for multiple scripts, multi-scripts, and these have been more or less advocated by all of us, and the reactions have come. People have, all of us have realized that the way forward is not to impose one script but multiple scripts. This has been the trend. But we went beyond that. This is not only a question of language, script and so on. I think this is a question, as very well spoken about, the social, the political and the philosophic background of it. I liked very much Professor Alok spoke about this. I think we sometimes take things on the very surface level. What is the thinking behind it? What are the thinking patterns behind all this which is happening? And what is the long range plan? We usually look at the immediate effects and immediate plans. So beyond the linguistic and scientific aspects, we should go into the social, political, power political, as well as philosophical grounds. Why identity? What gives you an identity? And what happens if the identity is lost? This is not just to say that whether you gain more money or less money. What happens to the human being? What happens to the future of human beings? These questions have been raised, and there are a lot of good thoughts here. If you can somehow summarize them, the last direction would be, what is the future? Why do we have this seminar? It is often that we have some academic output. I think right from the beginning, that was not the issue here. We did not want to produce more academic knowledge about the language and about its scripts. But we are all of us, especially those who are involved in this, are interested with this knowledge or with this enthusiasm. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And that after some time, our group, Eric and Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, will tell us at least their plan. But even for this, look forward. We have come to the conclusion that we should not depend on government or some agency. It is a question of a democratic, free movement ahead. And this, for the democratic free movement, we need guidelines. These guidelines are, first of all, what is language? How do we understand this language? What is script? What is the language? What is the connection between these? And how are we going to understand the connection between language, script, society, the future of humankind, and the philosophical ideas behind these human beings? With this, the seminar should be a guideline towards this language, which is Konkani, very small language in the world, but the language in which all of us are interested. It's not only the language, but the people who speak this language. What is our future? What are we going to do about it? To bring in one language, but with multiple scripts, but to having a future. That's what I thought. It's still very general. I could put forward the details. I think Anil could supply.
Thank you, Father. The deliberations of the 1.5 day have been quite enormous and discussed from multiple dimensions. At least to me, there was a strong linguistic dimension that was brought to the debate, the cultural dimension, which includes literary dimension, the political dimension, which includes state and policy issues and identity issues, and the historical dimensions. And different resource persons have touched upon some parts of all and some specific dimensions, more specific and elaborate. We had Eric spelling out the purpose and position of the Jagatik Konkani Sammelan. What I summarize is subject to corrections by the people who have put forth their views at the end of this, my summation, that the position of the Jagatik Konkani Sammelan, at least as a general secretary, is that not one script, but all scripts, but if it's one script, democratically. And the purpose being that, as he spelled out, given the global context that in which Konkani has to function, can we think of an agenda which will serve the preserve the interest of all scripts. From where we move to the keynote address by Professor Valerian Rodriguez, who talked about the link between script and language, which also mark civilizations. He also said that script and language issues are distinct but related, and asked to take on board the diasporic identity of the community, both internal diasporic identity as well as the external diasporic identity, and the relationship between how one negotiates that. And he also suggested that some of these issues which we think are so very fundamental may perhaps resolve through technology. And linked closely the question of script, also the question of identity and political contestations. He also suggested that there's a need to defend the minority status of Konkani language and the script, mostly important language through script, and also look at the coming from political science, and I think his involvement. Also, the how do we look at the question of resources from the public resources available for the different scripts? How do we distribute them? That question also has to be, he said, taken on board. Do we give the resources to the dominant scripts which are dominant, or do we give them to scripts which are marginalized so that they have a chance to do something with it? Can we? The question of networking and communicating that requires to be taken on board, and to whether the possibility whether we can stay with script while allowing to connect, that is also the possibility that he raised. In the next presentation that we had from Anvita B, she elaborately showed the link between script and language, its civilizational heritages that come with it. And she suggested as to how most of the scripts used in India are derivatives of elaborately Brahmi script. And although there are distinctions, because they come from one root, it's not that they completely are unintelligible or difficult to learn, like learning a completely different script, like pictorial script. She also looked at the question of identity linked to scripts, and the dangers of rendering script communities illiterate by imposition of certain types of scripts. And she also drew attention to the question of technology that is to be taken on board with language, especially that of English, which is being used largely by the digital technology. And she also said that the scripts, in a sense, bears the burden of language, and she suggested some ways in which Konkani could look at her own work, where she has produced a dictionary in using three scripts for Grit and Lebanese language, right? And whether Konkani, despite being around for so many years in a print form, whether it can now try to resolve or address, not resolve, at least address the script question through a multiple script dictionary for Konkani. Right. And of course, the script diversity is also a resource, not necessarily a burden. Day two, we had the presentation by Professor Alok Rai, where he talked about the local context having of a particular controversy or a particular issue, how they could have far-reaching ramifications over a historical period. And he looked at the case of Urdu and Hindi as to how the then elite Urdu denied space for Hindi, and that led to the controversy growing repeatedly, adding on other issues of identity, of economy, of politics into the controversy, into the question of denial, and thereby ending up also interestingly to traditions, literary traditions itself, rich in themselves. He talked about learning from analogy, and therefore the Hindu-Urdu debate, at the same time being careful about the universal applicability of analogies, because the local context need to be considered while looking at analogies seriously. He also said that one script may divide, but two scripts may unite, quoting a Sri Lankan writer friend, and maybe suggesting that Konkani should look at the fact that there are multi-scripts, and retaining the importance of all scripts might be, in a sense, a way forward to keep the language communities united. He also suggested against a serious policy framework on Konkani, and I that's where I thought he was trying to, in a sense, stay away from three resource persons, Anita B., Asha Sarangi, and even Professor Belinda Rodriguez, who were making some sort of a claim for a policy framework, at least it came across to me that way, and where he was suggesting whether policy framework itself could be divisive, could lead to divisive forces and threat to the language. And he closed with a very pertinent question on to ask us, maybe it's a thought experiment, what if, what will happen to Konkani? His question was, of course, what happens when a script dies? What will happen when a script dies, not when a script is killed? Maybe a good question for us to take on board. Just a thought experiment, we were to see what if the scripts of Konkani die, what would the ramifications, and whether we can work backwards into our own debates from that position. The next paper by Asha Sarangi brought in the larger social science perspective into the debate, and she said she emphasized the need to not to see, and that is, I think, something that all resource persons other than Pratap Naik were trying to draw attention to, not to isolate Konkani question from the larger political and similar cultural questions arising in different other scripts and languages of India. Not only at the present, in the present, but also in the recent past that have played out in other parts. And that, and if you're able to see this question linked to the similar tendencies found across India, we might be able to have far better understanding of the situation. For example, the location of this problem within the linguistic reorganization of states, absence of reference to Konkani despite the strong presence of such a large Konkani-speaking population, new claims for statehood, I think 32 or something that she mentioned, that have come, and what is Konkani's relationship to those debates? How does it identify with those debates? She also, of course, and this is not so much maybe important from the point of view of the seminar, but for the larger academic practice in India, is that perhaps social science is impoverished by not taking the language question into consideration. It might be useful for Konkani also to realize, and that is linked to a question that Madhav Sardesai later raises, that are we talking about knowledge only in the context of literature and linguistics? Can we also think of knowledge in a much broader framework of social sciences and sciences? So one way for Konkani, therefore, one way would it be that knowledge production beyond literary knowledge production happened to Konkani through taking on board the language question for the knowledge production or understanding of the community. And she also suggested that the language question is linked to the social person and can't be isolated. It's also a community question. And she also, I don't know if the gathering missed it out, as to a slightly different historicity of Konkani, that community especially, that she, and language that she briefly mentioned, the denying the larger claims of Saraswati River and those things, that there is an origin of Konkani language within the Konkan tribes and the communities, if I'm not mistaken, the Chedi community, in a sense fracturing that, and that's something that others perhaps sort of substantiate, the links of Konkani language to Dravidian and Austro-Asian origin rather than the Indo-Aryan origin. I think that's an pertinent point that needs to be probed if rewriting of the given history of Konkani needs to be done. She also stressed the need to look at the link between language and their presumed territories. And the last major point that she raised was that can we also take on board the question of print in shaping the present debate of script? And not only script, also language, identity, and community questions that are being raised around the question of script. Can we think of these questions, not simply historical questions, but also strongly determined by print culture? She also stressed, and this was more of an eye-opener, and should be an eye-opener for many present here, use of Konkani in state functions like law, parliamentary debates, policy, education, and cultural issues like music, arts, fine arts, all that, in state institutions like universities. She said that Mangalore University in the 70s or so brought Tulu in, but Konkani has not gone significantly into the university education where knowledge production happens. What are the ramifications of that, or has Konkani community worked towards that in this region at least? Then, and she also of course stressed the need to enumerate, partly I think Pratap Nayak's presentation has to some extent dealt with that, but she said it might be very, very important for Konkani community which wants to raise script question, and it looks now it's not only a script question but a question linked to many other issues as resource persons have pointed out. Have we enumerated enough using census data, creating our own data? The need to enumerate what exists is high, and of course she also said that it's also important to look into the political economy question linked to the question of script and language. And the last major point with which she closed was, look, and this is I think more from the point of view, I do not know how much will interest the people gathered here, because the concern largely is script and language, but for the social science knowledge in India itself, or larger idea of concepts and theory in the world, whether this context of Konkani would help us give more deeper insights into language as political right, language as cultural right. The next paper of Madhuri Sardesai threw up quite a lot of, although it was about single script, but I think threw up a lot more interesting questions. The paper made a case for a need for Konkani based on historical needs and the future political gains in the going for Devanagari script. It also talked about the possibility of one script, and not one script, Devanagari script, opening, making connections into other language resources of other languages which use Devanagari. She also said, can we take on board the fact that we are not able to produce criticism within Konkani, and because we have different scripts, a claim that was refuted by one of the participants, saying that that is not because of multiple scripts, there are other reasons why it has happened. She also looked at resource claim and resource sharing based on the script. And the last, I think that's a very, very major point that came out of the paper, was that the creation of knowledge in other knowledge disciplines, not only literature, not only linguistics, which is the dominant disciplines, I think, so far in the Konkani studies, into other disciplines of social sciences and sciences. And her point of Devanagari was pitched in this. The next paper by Barbara Reuber, presented the perspectives from Europe, primarily giving examples from Yugoslavia and Bulgaria and Ireland, from Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, and Johannesburg in North African countries, and America, USA, and Canada, and Asia, primarily Mongolia, Mongolia, Thai, and Indian languages. And she made following submissions. One is that scripts debates need to be seen within their regional context, and the context do differ, and the shape of the debates is linked to their context. And she's also said that languages acquire a sort of permanency through the script. I think that was also an interesting observation that came up. And that imposition of one script in a multi-script context might marginalize people and languages and identities. Then she said that despite all this large context of Africa, Europe, and US, Canada, and Asia, Konkani presents a unique case. And she said this case is not seen, five scripts for one language spread across different federal states and the diaspora is not something that she notices with the other scripts. And the last presentation of Prathap Naik, through a rich data presentation in terms of the print, and I think the whole debate was hinged on the idea of print in mind, not orality. Print in mind showed the data of the use of script because of the print. He argued for multi-script rather than imposition of Devanagari. I don't think it was a question of one script versus multi-script. I think it was a case for Devanagari script versus other scripts. Now, these are some observations, brief observations, and I think with that I will conclude. What came across through the debate was that the relationship between, the question of script is far more complex than we think of. It's a question of rendering communities and people illiterate by moving over to one, but it's also a question that needs to be considered given that we exist in a modern state which functions in certain ways and how do communities negotiate with that state, and in that context that script question also has to be thought through. For Konkani people, I think it's also an eye-opener, and I don't claim any deeper knowledge of the work that has happened in Konkani, has gone into Konkani. But whatever little exposure I have to the work that is done for Konkani, in Konkani, by Thomas Stephen Konkani Kane, Bhasha Mandal, since Aloysius College, or Mount Soban, and other individual efforts that happen everywhere, is that what came across to me was that a lot more work in the nature of political science, within the boundaries of sociology, anthropology, including linguistics. We thought we had done enormous work in linguistics, but even there, and most important, scriptology may have to be done along as we want to sharpen the questions and move into collective actions or policy issues. It looked almost there that the conference, the participants and the resource persons were not making a claim for single script. What also came across was that the need for a democratic process, and yes, and of course to explore the whether Konkani has been used for other purposes than what it has been used. When I said questions of law, questions of governance, questions of mass literacy, questions of for the knowledge production. Last two are my general observations about this conference. That this perhaps also in a sense speaks about the state in within which this question is raised, is that the questions were largely around only one point, and that was the point of the need for one script or multiple scripts in the debates, right? So it was throwing up data, throwing up personal experiences, but did not engage with the multiple other questions that were raised in the deliberations. I think with this I will present my views, and I have requested the chairperson to plug the holes that that might be seen in, I mean, I'm sure there are many in the way I summarized, I and Father John summarized the deliberations. With this, we go on to his conclusion. But before that, just one word, in case there was, this is not final, to be put down in paper, but was there any reading against the grain that I did from the points that you suggested? If there is, you could then contest and say it.
It's very good.
Okay, right. Fine. Then, over to the chairperson for the concluding remarks.
Thank you, Anil, for that excellent summary. I think your furious taking down notes has helped a lot. I don't think I want to speak on the script. You know, 2 days talking on the script has been very rich and a learning exercise. I want to recall the context and probably say a few other things in the next 5 minutes, 5 to 8, 7 minutes. initially, when Eric Bab broached this topic of organizing a seminar of this kind, I think he had done some consultation. I had gone to him for some other work. And then he very generously agreed to help me out in my predicament. And then he broached this particular topic. I normally don't take up any additional responsibility these days, partly because your nerve center is already clogged with so many other things. But I agreed, partly because I was also interested to get to know a little more on this particular issue, because I am a Konkani and something to learn about this and what it means to me in terms of my own self-identity. So I agreed, but getting to approaching people becomes extremely difficult, and particularly people who are in the highways today, then the highways of knowledge and information. In this regard, I asked immediately, Asha, what do you think about this particular proposal? And she said it can be done. And we drew up a list of 25 people and a short concept note and mailed it back to Eric. Of course, 25 people cannot be invited for a seminar of this kind. But what I need to recall is there is quite a bit of work that has been done on these issues, and Asha has been enormously helpful. Eventually, Eric Bab, in consultation with his team, said, we want Professor Anvita Abhi, Professor Alok Rai, Asha and you to come for this conference. But I obviously knew that Professor Anvita Abhi was extremely busy, and Professor Alok Rai had settled down in Allahabad, and he was extremely difficult to be brought down to Bangalore. So I again prevailed on Dr. Asha Sarangi whether she can approach Professor Anvita Abhi to come down to Bangalore. And then, of course, she was absolutely preoccupied, as any first-rate intellectual today is preoccupied. But what surprised me was, at a wedding reception, I met Professor Alok Rai, and he said, I have decided to go to Bangalore. And that is not even without asking anything. So 150% of the problem was solved, and Professor Anvita Abhi agreed. And then we had this slightly ticklish problem about engaging with the grassroots discussion, the debate. Initially, there was a little hesitation whether we should bring the divide on the table. And eventually, Eric Babe agreed with me that we need to bring the divide on the script on the table to be discussed. And I feel happier that we did that, although it would have made a big difference if the professor, you know, Sardesai was here, along with the kind of extremely rock bottom kind of a presentation that Dr. Pratap Naik has made. This is in terms of the organizing part. Eventually, I didn't have much of a role to play except in making some things happen, and I am happy at the end of these 2 days that it is not that we have a roadmap, but what we know is the issue is complex, and I think we need to take up this issue, but when we take up this issue, we also have to be aware that we are taking on several other issues alongside. And this is the small lesson that I have learned in this process. Now let me spend a couple of minutes taking away a little bit of your time away from this this discussion into something which I wanted to just hoist on this conference as some concluding remarks. First, let me say that I am quite committed to multiple scripts. So, after making this credo confession, let me actually begin to work out a couple of issues, taking you back to an interesting lecture I heard from Professor Sabyasachi Bhattacharya very recently, last week. Professor Sabyasachi Bhattacharya, as some of you would know here, is one of the most learned person that people have come across, a man, you know, who speaks so many things. And he was speaking as a keynote speaker on three concepts: democracy, pluralism, and justice. And he mentioned that concepts such as democracy and justice came to be formulated as a concepts in the West, and they began to travel elsewhere. Although in the process of travel, there was, you know, newer inventions that began to take place and new determinations came to be fused into these concepts. They did not remain the same. But what he argued was that pluralism is an invention of India. The concept of pluralism is an invention of India, and it came to be invented in a very big way in the last 200 years in India. That the best way to live is not to live monistically, not to live with one God, but with many gods. The best way to live is to live in a plural way. The best way to live is to live in intimacies with the others, where the other becomes a constitutive presence with your own person. Now, and of course he developed this and I liked it. And I think the issue of the script is closely related to the issue of diversity and to the issue of pluralism. I would just leave you with that thought, with pluralism. And I think when we are talking about multiple scripts, its immediate linkages are with this value called pluralism. Should we live with one entity, however effective it is, or should we live in plural ways with several things, although we may not be always that effective in a strongly modernist sense? What is the best way to live? The best way to live might be to live in plural ways, although it may not be the most modern way to live. This is one thought I just want to leave. Now, while India might have discovered something called pluralism and difference, it is not that the Indian state has always come out of the way
to appreciate difference and pluralism. And I think the arguments that had come up here today and yesterday were basically arguing that it is not enough to tolerate difference, it is important to appreciate difference, to bring them into conversation, to bring them into multiple ways of interconnections. And I think some of the issues that have come up here are important in that sense. Let me come to the third, issue that I want to just throw out. Father Pratap Naik has just told us earlier that there are about 2.5 million Konkani speakers. Some of them reluctant, some of them who have probably forgotten their Konkani, and some of them are ardent, like Eric Bab, that the flag of Konkani is still extremely important. But this is a fairly large group. 2.5 million might look small, but it is fairly large group. 2 million languages, 2 million speakers are only about 35 languages in India. So it's a fairly large group. And Konkani has many things to treasure apart from literature. Its music is excellent, and over the years it has produced a body of culture which is to be treasured. And therefore it's a matter of pride. And I think it is possible for people to come together on a platform of this great resource. This is the last thing that I just want to say. And this has been my continuous concern. And this concern is reinforced by several presentations that are made. All right, you bring back Konkani with all the richness that is possible. You have multiple scripts. Now, still it is quite possible under the context of globalization, as Dr. Anvita Abhi was trying to point out earlier, that people might still may not go for English pedagogy, English learning, sorry, Konkani learning, with as much ardor as they would go to this key that opens them to the world, that is English. So I think script is one of the issues, but probably it is not the entire issue. We need to have probably something more. How do we contend against this entire dynamics which is pushing civilizations towards a monistic thrust? How do we contend against it? And all of us know that this process is not necessarily a process that is going to enrich our collective existence, this particular push towards effectiveness. But effectiveness is something where there is the drive. So what do we do against it? I think we need to think whether we can build in effectiveness as a kind of a qualifier to the larger search of our cultural identity. I don't want to say 2-3 times final, but let me say this one thing final. Like all of you, I am also a believer in democracy, and I am sure that all of us here are believers in democracy. But today, there is a powerful argument that has come up in my literature, an argument which has not been contended, that democracies tend to have a slide towards majoritarianism. And there are a number of reasons why they have a kind of an inevitable slide towards majoritarianism. And this majoritarianism is a numerical majoritarianism. Irrespective of the systems that you are in, it could be parliamentary system, presidential system, representative governments. And we have seen this visibly in this country. Communities which were vibrant, like Muslims, Muslim communities in their diversified sense, today increasingly are feeling that they have become ghettoized. They have been thrown to the margins. There are sections of the Christians, for example, the lower caste Christians, who begin to feel deeply that they have been marginalized within the democratic process in India. How do we begin to think critically against democracy? And probably the only way probably we can think about this problem, because if democracy has an inevitable tendency towards marginalization of minorities, I think we need to have systems with democratic plus, where democracies demonstrate institutionally and through policies a kind of preference towards minorities in terms of enabling them to be equal with others. I think the problem of multiple scripts and scripts is also closely connected to this issue of democracy. And I think therefore, as probably Asha was trying to suggest, I think the issue is much more complex, and we need to build up these interconnectivities. Thank you for putting me on the chair for 2 days. I would have been extremely comfortable because you can at least sleep off for part of the time. On the days, you don't have that luxury. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here to make an announcement that we will all have tea now. But before that, I would like to thank from the bottom of our heart Dr. Valerian Rodriguez. I know him as Valiba, and because of our friendship, this happened. Because I am an activist in the field fighting for justice and for Konkani all the time. I didn't know where to go, who to ask. And fortunately, we met accidentally, and then I put this across, and then he gave me strength. And he was responsible for getting these experts here. Thank you very much, Dr. Anvita B, Dr. Asha Sarangi, Dr. Alok Ray, Dr. Valerian Rodriguez, Dr. Prakar Naik, Barbara Raiber, and it would have been very nice if Madhavi was here. Unfortunately, she's not, but I thank her too. We wanted to bring out a book at the end of this, and not immediately, but so my humble request is, you know, if you could write us that paper down and send it to me, we will definitely bring out a book in which Dr. Valerian has promised to help me. So I want to bring out a book. So please, your papers. I need your papers. As early as possible, one. Secondly, the question in everybody's mind when a seminar is organized is, what is the use of a seminar? People will talk and talk and talk, and nothing at the end of it will happen. Yes, we also, at the end of the seminar, we did not expect something to happen immediately or find a solution to our problem, because our problem really stunned even a person like Dr. Alok Ray. He said, I'm confounded, I'm confused. It's so complex, this problem is, when he heard about our differences in, it is really, and we have been bearing it for the last so many years, since 1939 to be exact. it's high time that we come together and find a solution. Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, which has taken responsibility on itself, of leadership, someone has to lead, someone has to, because it's a delicate issue, nobody wants to touch this issue. So Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, having done this much, will take this as a base, and this afternoon the office bearers, the president, Dr. Thomasin Kardos, the treasurer, Roy Castellino, our vice president for India, Sri K. K. Uttaran, and our PRO, Bob Ansi Paladka, we met, and this is what we thought would be the follow-up. One, we are going to appoint someone full-time immediately to collect data and statistics regarding the various scripts and the people who write and read in the scripts, because we do not have this information. People will always palm off big statistics when we meet and say mostu jan parita, mostu jan vasta. Mostu means plenty, and this has become a slogan, mostu. With that we are done. But Jagatik Community Sangathan is quite serious about the subject, so we will appoint someone full time to collect this data, and we will have a database regarding the scripts, script practitioners in Konkani, various scripts. One. Secondly, very soon, once this data is collected, we will gather all sections of Konkani, that is Devanagari, Romi, Kannadi, Persavik, Malayalam. We will bring the practitioners, at least the representatives, together, and based on this data, and also taking into consideration the situation around the world today, because our people are spread out all around the world, also try and arrive at a decision as to which could be the representative script. I mean, the question of doing away with any script is definitely not there. We respect all scripts. We seek for opportunities for all scripts to preserve themselves. But we come together and decide in the we would require a representative script for official purposes. Which could be that? The official script for Konkani. The issue also will be decided at this assembly, and there we will definitely see that representatives of all scripts are there. Even if you have to go and personally meet these people and see that they come, it will be done. And at that the assembly, we would require the help of outside intervention, because we cannot moderate it. We are all interested parties. We need someone from outside again to moderate the discussions and help us arrive at a conclusion. So I might once again come back to you and say we have decided to come together. Would you please come and moderate the discussions so that we can arrive at a conclusion. So this is what we have planned immediately, and we have also in mind the World Convention at the end of December in Goa. We do not know, we have not done much preparations for that, but even if we don't have that, this General Assembly, Global Assembly of Konkanis of different scripts will be organized, and we seek your help. I for one am much informed, and I'm able to see the script issue in a larger situation today, rather than the emotional positions that we have been taking all to. So I am enriched, and I hope that all those who made it a point to attend are also enriched. I'm sorry that people who should have been here, that's what everybody says, they should have been here, why aren't they here? I cannot answer for them, but we have invited everyone. We have not left out anyone. We are not an exclusive club like other organizations. We want to include everyone and discuss this openly. We had nothing to hide, we had nothing to promote, we had nothing to impose on anyone. So it's unfortunate that people we think should have been here are not here. One, the Devanagari section is not here as a group, and also the writers, local writers, and except for Dilwe, I don't see any paper editors, local Konkani paper editors. It's unfortunate, but we couldn't do better. We have done everything possible, but in the next assembly that we're planning, we'll certainly do better and see that everybody is invited, and we'll try and impress upon them the need for them to come and attend. Thank you very much. Devanagari Guru, especially delegates from outside, the office bearers, Thomas Zimbabwe, yeah.
Sorry, sir, that was sincere. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Make this database, because that's very important to know how many people
the percentage of use of various goods. In addition to that, since in all the office members of the Samgathan are here, if you feel viable and visible, why don't you pass a resolution that said that we should recognize literature written in all these postcards? And you can send this resolution, it will, they will not agree it overnight, but it will start the ball rolling.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, can we pass this resolution?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's very simple, as she said. We request the the SIT Academy to recognize all scripts for awards, assignments, and projects in company. Yeah. Done? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the certificates are here because they are finding it difficult to search for certificates. I'll just call out names and we'll give the certificates now. And not like, you know, school certificate, but yeah.
Sir, I'm going to give you. Sir,
yeah, I'm going to give you a cordless. Okay, oh, yeah. And see, this is the Falarka. Barbara Roybert. The resource person is also getting inserted here. Walivaga. Walivaga. Anil Pinto. The one person I need to thank is Anil Pinto. Believe me, he came like an angel and saved me. Yeah, Babanil, for all that you have done. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then William D'Souza, myself. N. Prabhakaran, Kerala. Balakrishnan, K.K. Balakrishnan. I want my friends, resource persons to observe. See, we have even changed our names. Our people in Kerala have changed their names to sound like Malayalis. They don't want to be differentiated. So now this is K. Vishwanathan. Konkanis could never have such names. K.K. Uttaran. M.K. Sasi. Yeah, K. Vijayan. Charles D'Souza, Bob Charles D'Souza, Charles D'Souza, Dr. B. Devdas Pai, our registrar of the academy. Thanks for coming, sir. Thank you very much. Devra Guru. Marcel M. D'Souza, I want to introduce Mr. Marcel M. D'Souza. He was the previous president of the Writers Forum in Karnataka, and he's one of the three. The second is there, Valerian D'Souza from Mysore, Marcel D'Souza from Mangalore, Writers Forum, and me. We three of us have approached the High Court of Karnataka with a writ petition against the academy on the same issue. Babedi Netto, Leston Pinto, Dennis Montero, Ronnie Arun. Yeah, we get Nikita Ragal, Ronnie Krasta, John A. Muniz. We are passing certificates like they pass tiles and bricks. Father John Fernandez. Father, thank you very much for being in the steering committee and helping me out in the initial planning of the thing. Father John Fernandez. Francis J. Harnodkar. He has come from Yellapur. He belongs to the Siddhi community. Francis Arnodkar. Anil Roshan Montero. Mayola K. Nazareth. Radhika Castellino. Our future hope for Konkani. Father Jayaprakash D'Souza. Thomasin Cardos. He himself has signed the certificate. Ashok R. Chodankar, yeah. Bab Yusuf Sheikh, one of those poets who write songs for me. There are some interesting songs I've composed on his lyrics. Frederick Noruna, Brenda Menezes, Wilmix, Bab Wilmix, Vasalo Carvalho, Saldor Fernandez, Bab Salo. Pandurinath G. Lotlikar, Miguel Braganza, Salvador, Miguel, Pandurinath and Miguel, Willy Goyes, okay, Navina Furtado, Dale Menezes, Walter Menezes, Babinsi Quadros, he is the Vice President of the Goa Company Academy.
X.
Yeah, now it's reconstituted. Babjoel D'Souza, member of the press, Goan Press. Babhanan D'Souza, Arun D'Souza Palimar, he is not coming. Aloysius Saldan. Any Kona Melona? Anybody? For a brother. Yeah. Okay, these CDs are mine, but these are given by Konkani Prachar Sanchalan. They have bought the CDs and they're distributing it free for you. To our panelists, to our experts. Yeah, Konak certificate Madonna, please collect it from the counter now. Father Pratap, okay, worry about. Yeah. Anga, what you about? Yeah. Yeah, any kind of CDs outside Mangalore, from outside Mangalore, those who have come, take your CDs. Bab Roy Castellano is the president of the Konkani Prachar Sanchalan, which works for the continuation of Konkani in schools. Yeah, Deborah Guru, it is so nice to see after 1.5 days of discussion, nobody wants to get up. Thank you.